The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever had something happen to you and you're just like, this is my lucky day? Let's talk about it. Hey, it's Friday's Eve, Thursday morning here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And DJ Automatic came in here early, and think about how early it is. He's got cookies. I said, what are you doing with cookies? And he said, Dana, they fell from the vendor gods. I didn't believe you. If Anthony hadn't been in the break room, I wouldn't have believed you.
What happened initially was Dana said, please go get me the wipes because this studio is disgusting.
It's so gross. So dirty.
And so I went into the kitchen area and then I saw the Gatorade bottle was hanging and I was like, oh, we got something going on here at the vending machine. So I gave it a little nudge and down came the cookies, not the Gatorade. But you know what? I didn't want Gatorade because I got coffee and now I got cookies and coffee.
The universe rewarding you for listening to your wife.
Yeah, the universe rewarding you with diabetes.
But at least it tastes good.
I got a question for you guys. Is that technically stealing? Do I owe the vending machine guy the $1.50?
DJ Automatic, he charges those 25 cent cookies at $1.50. You are good.
Yeah, I'm on to you, the vending machine guys, dude, because they're upping
the prices. He jacked the prices a lot.
Yeah, everything's up at least a quarter now in that vending machine.
Canned soda is like $2.50, sir. What are you doing?
My cat food, what they call cat food, which is tuna or chicken, it used to only be $1.75. Now it's $2.50.
We should definitely make that like $20.
We should, because we don't want that in the studio anymore. Anything ever happened to you, Anthony A? Made you feel lucky?
The midweek the Raiders fired their head coach.
So that was the
best. Yeah, that was the best win I've had all football season, dude.
I'm sad for you. Oh my gosh. I think the luckiest that I ever feel is when I'm opening my wallet and I see the $2 bill that my Theo Frankie, who raised me, gave me, and also a poem that he wrote. I keep with me all the time. And I forget it's there. But for some reason, when I open it and I see that, I feel like, oh, I'm going to have this great day.
Aww.
Is that psychological? Should I have a great day?
It is psychological,
day?
But it's a great thing.
That yeah, it is.
Whatever changes that energy, whatever makes you feel better.
I love that, DJ Automatic. And that $2 bill for me, it's worth $1 million. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Deviled Egg Day. Any deviled egg people in here?
Yeah.
Dude, I ate, what are they called? The boiled eggs last night.
So
I
had
boiled eggs for dinner and cookies for breakfast.
Talk about a good, healthy diet here, DJ Automatic.
Right? It's actually, for real, National Cookie Monster Day.
Hey, it's my day. Do you know why? That's why the cookies, the universe is like, he's the real Cookie
serious?
Monster.
Yeah, it is really Cookie Monster Day. He was invented in this day in 1969. Shout out to Jim Henson for putting him on.
Yeah, one of my favorite characters, Sesame Street.
And we also got National Men Make Dinner Day. So
I do that too.
It is.
It really is my... I made a delicious sandwich yesterday for lunch.
Oh my gosh, a sandwich and boiled eggs. That is not dinner. And this morning I had to pick up the plate and the knife and everything from the sink.
It says prepare dinner. It doesn't say clean dinner.
Clean up dinner. All right.
Also, the last day of Dia de los Muertos, right? Let's go. All right. So Anthony said,
there for yes.
Celebrating our heritage with our belief. We believe that our loved ones are not gone. They've transitioned into the afterlife.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a scientific reason why this time of year we call it cuffin season. And I wanted to talk to our single friend here, DJ Automatic.
I knew he was getting put on the hot seat right now.
Yeah. Put your seatbelt on. It's time for the hot seat. So scientifically, according to this woman here, her name is Amanda Price. She's a psychologist. She said because it's cold outdoors, that the lack of sunlight outdoors and warmth may lead some single people to become lonely.
Okay, well, we're not vampires. She's describing us like vampires. I wouldn't say lonely or desperate. I think relationships are a wintertime sport because of the holidays, and it's also better to cuddle in the wintertime, right?
Oh, because you're
cold.
Yeah,
you can't be cuddling in the summertime after some condom sex.
So are you are you looking to cuff up?
Cuff up?
Yeah, you're looking for... You're going to find somebody for the holidays?
No, because I really don't want to spend money on a gift. There's not
makes
a woman.
Sense to
there's
me.
Not a woman in my life right now.
Cheap.
There's not a woman in my life right now that I'm like, you know what? I want to spend some money on an expensive gift for you. So
you don't have to
I'm
buy an expensive gift. Haven't you always been the thoughtful gift giver?
Yeah, I don't want to be thoughtful. I just want thoughts. So in and around my waistline, okay, dude. Let me know after you do the whole Thanksgiving thing with your family, and I'll come over late night, bring some Cabernet over.
So I wanted to ask Automatic, since you and I are cuffed up for life. Seeing as how we're married, besides the fact that you knocked me up and I got pregnant, when did you know it was time to lock it down? Because it's true. I mean, it really did push us in the direction we're already moving in. But when did you know for sure?
Because, well, first of all, we worked together. I knew we made a great team.
Okay, you wanted a partner in life.
A partner in life. We had the same goals.
Okay.
And the sex was really good.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Is that what...
It makes a big difference for men, yes. I know for women it's not as important, but for men, yes, we were going to love you if you do us right.
We say it's not as important, but it's just as important for us, too. Well, it's just important. But Anthony A., I know that you have had different girlfriends. When did you know, like, give me an example. What do you think you're looking for? When did you know when you kind of locked one down?
Oh, this is going to be very toxic, especially as a Latino man. Sometimes I go against the stereotype, but today I'm going to lean fully into it.
Okay.
And for me, it's when I become territorial over a woman.
Oh, like,
you start getting jealous.
Yeah. So, like, if I'm out, right, we going out with the homies or whatever, like, all group of us, and, like, my homies come up to me and be like, hey, dog, what's up with this girl? The moment you're like, hey, don't talk to this one. It's like, ooh.
Oh, you like her,
I like her. All right. The moment you got to, like, tell the homies to back up off, that's going to be your lady, my dude.
When was the last time that happened?
Oh, the last time it was happened. Well, here's the thing. I roll with some savages, okay? So there's like a constant, hey, bro, back up.
You can't even identify the last time it happened.
Yeah, but my previous relationship, that was the last time it happened, and the homie was like, already smashed. I was like, oh!
No!
And I was like, I can save her!
That will ruin a relationship for a man. If he finds out retroactively that
one of his friends?
Yes.
Who cares?
Retroactive men care. Every man cares. You don't want to walk into a room with your friend and be like, knowing that he smashed your wife. Yeah, sorry.
That is the male version of retroactive? No.
Mercury and retrograde.
That's what it is, dude.
Leave it to La Latina to know what the brujeria astrology is all about. All right. Listen to this on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. I also want you to tap in. When did you know it was time to cuff up with your partner? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know we ladies always want to make our men happy, and when I read this article, I thought I had to share it with you. There's three things that men are really embarrassed of that we can help them cope with. So that's going to be the last story we talk about. It's in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you go first.
The Better Business Bureau says that 18 to 24-year-olds have become the most scammed age group out there. I would have thought it was my grandma or my mom or somebody, but no. The scammers are going after that age group. They're getting an average of $150 per person out of them.
Oh, 18 to 24, that's a little bit grown already. You should know better. I know our daughter got scammed recently. You told me.
So she bought some perfume from TikTok. And she got half a bottle of perfume, and it wasn't
Stop
even perfume,
that.
It was
she
just alcohol.
Perfume at TikTok.
Well, that was the one thing I told her. I said, you have to buy from reputable stores. When you just go online and you're just buying from anyone and giving them your information, you're going to end up losing a lot more money.
Remember that pink ranch dressing that went viral for a minute?
I do remember that, yeah.
Oh, and it was rotten, and it wasn't no ingredients on there, and no.
But it's like, you say reputable stores, and it's hard to find a reputable source nowadays, though. Like, there's so much, like, clutter and whatnot through everything, too. I just think sometimes
reputable sources, let's say Macy's, let's say Walmart, let's say Forever 21. How about Sephora? Ulta? I can name 50 million reputable sources. The perfume lady on TikTok ain't it.
Do you know how many of my guy friends have bought a shirt from Instagram and they're like, dude, it doesn't look anything like it.
Man, that's when you order from Temu.
These people who are scamming you are also professionals. They're not the dumbest people, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
It's too good to be true. Thank you, DJ Automatic. And also, just real quick, I wanted to mention, TikTok's got this big festival going on. Guess where they're advertising it?
The radio.
Exactly. Because even TikTok knows that they'll get scammed themselves. All right, Anthony A., what you got?
All right, in case you missed it, Cox Automotive estimates that 1.5 million vehicles will be seized this year and repoed, which is up from 1.2 million last year. And also, the people who are more than 60 days past due to loan on their cars are the highest it's been since 1994.
Don't surprise me. Interest rates are through the roof, which means car payments are higher. You're having to buy used cars because of that, which means the gas ain't so good. So you put all this together and it's just scary.
Shout out to my friend Jen from high school. Her car was being repoed and she got away from the repo man for a good 4 months.
Automatic. Where would she park her car?
She would just
car?
Park like all over the school and different places. She'd park at people's houses, put her car in people's garages.
I got my car repoed one time. I will never forget it. It was a bad time. I've talked to, I was in a bad relationship, abusive guy. He was taking my money, not paying the bills. And I remember walking out of work and my car was gone and not thinking, what am I going to do? I should have left that man. And it wouldn't have ever happened in the first place. That's the lesson, ladies. That's the lesson. All right. So in case you missed it, you got a good man. You want to support him. There are three things that men are highly embarrassed of. Number 3, bad teeth. and they don't want to fix it because they're embarrassed to wear braces.
Not everyone has Anthony A's
teeth. Thank you, Anthony. He's like, I don't know. Well, of course not. You've got perfect pearly whites.
As a man who's never had a cavity, I understand how this could be an issue.
Number two, hair loss. Now, I want you to go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram because I have a video of a gentleman who is getting a toupee placed on his head. This is basically a lace front for men.
It does look good. It's
I was going to say it looks natural.
The man looks 10 or 15 years younger. But are you down for that, guys?
No,
I'm not.
At a certain point, you just got to accept what God gave you, bro. Here's the why, Dana, because if I go back to a chick's place, we're getting hot and heavy. Next thing you know, people are pulling on hair.
She pulls the glue right off my toupee. That will kill the mood.
Every guy in here that's pulled off a lace front is like, yeah, exactly.
I say
support your man if that's what he wants. That's what he wants. Number one is a small penis.
I believe that.
Why do you believe that, DJ?
Because men buy big trucks and act like they have more money than they do to make up for the size of their penis.
What's the psychological reason, though? Who cares about that?
We do. And so do women, even though they don't admit it.
I don't think that many men are embarrassed of their size, though. Because, you know, if a chick's down there and she sees it, well, then you still already laid with her. So I don't think that many people are embarrassed, dog.
I say support your man no matter his size, what he wants to do with his hair, if he wants to wear braces. We always want support. I always say I've got stretch marks all over my body. That's real talk. And I talk about it because I'm ashamed. Otto's like, I don't care. I love you. That's the way.
Yeah, but if I was a teeny weeny, I don't know that you would have loved that from the beginning.
Well, thank goodness we didn't have that problem anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taylor Swift has collabed with Kendrick Lamar, but there's a new collab that might happen with another hip-hop artist. Ooh. And he was in our studio talking about it. We're going to play the audio for you. This and more, Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
Nelly's celebrating his birthday. Hey. Actor David Schwimmer celebrating his birthday. And Adam Sandler's daughter, Sunny Sandler, celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so the initial toxicology report in the death of Matthew Perry, of course, most famously known for his role as Chandler Bing, it's out, and there were no illegal drugs found in his system, as his
assistant said.
He said he was really trying to get clean. As the story develops, we'll keep you updated. All right, I'm going to move on and talk about Mariah Carey. She's in the middle of a lawsuit that's been going on since the early 90s. I had no idea. All I Want for Christmas, which is this song, earning her millions, right? On Maggie Sarah.
On a bad year, $3 million.
Yeah, that's crazy. The people who filed this lawsuit claim they wrote the song, they were ripped off, and they want their money. Mm. Now, normally I'd say I'd throw it out. My gosh, though, then since the 90s?
There's got to be some validity to the lawsuit, because if you're pursuing that for 20-plus years, you obviously feel like you're owed something.
And it's not going to affect Mariah Carey, by the way. She didn't write the song. She gets points off, you know, as many plays and whatnot.
The lawsuit is actually being filed by the Grinch himself. He's like, this is too much.
That's what everybody says. How am I going to get away from this song? All right, and then finally, we know Taylor Swift collab with Kendrick Lamar, but what about a Tech N9ne collaboration? We had him in the studio. Here's what he said.
I didn't know who T-Swizzle was. I'm like
Taylor Swift! Talking.
Yeah, I get it.
I already got the name. It's going to be Strange Swifties.
You think I'm crazy, but I think it could work, and Taylor Swift is known to do whatever she wants.
And if you're a little confused about the relationship between them two, Tech N9ne is a big Chiefs fan. Taylor Swift's boyfriend plays for the Chiefs, and that's how
Kansas City comes out to Tech N9ne's song. Yeah. Red Kingdom.
It has for a long time.
Yeah. And that boy, what's that man's name?
If they come out to Shake It Off, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
Oh, automatic. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We got big food news, and it involves this lyric.
These weak arms are heavy. There's vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Oh, what's coming? What's coming? DJ Automatic's got the tea. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on your Friday's Eve. Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Mr. To-Go Plate.
So we keep hearing about this labor shortage, and it's real. Companies can't seem to find people to work. Now, some employers are finally listening to why. Hormel is building a $5 million childcare facility in Austin. The medical group VGM is converting 8,000 square feet of unused office space into a daycare in Waterloo, Iowa. Walmart is opening an early learning center in Arkansas that will serve over 500 children of their employees. Women cannot continue to work just to pay childcare. We're putting our families first. We're going, we're finding other work because we're hustlers. And if you want women back in a workforce, you've got to work with us.
That's right.
That's major moves right there.
The pandemic just, it opened so many people's eyes.
We had a woman on yesterday who was discussing the fact that she's like, I quit my job. I figured out how to hustle money another way because I couldn't do it anymore. You can't just work to just scrimp by. It doesn't make sense.
No, you can't. You got to make sure you're getting what you're putting in.
That's right.
Shout out to all the men out there being nice house husbands.
Are you looking for a work wife, Anthony A?
That would be highly appreciated at this moment in my life.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
You don't have to go to Detroit to get M&M's Mom Spaghetti anymore. The storefront that opened in 2017 is now selling M&M spaghetti at momspaghetti.com.
Wait, you order like a pack of spaghetti?
Yeah, so it's sold out right now. Of course, it's sold out immediately. It just came out.
Wait, but it's all cooked and stuff?
No, it's the sauce.
Oh.
You didn't say that.
Oh, there it is.
No. Well, when you think of ordering spaghetti, you don't get the whole thing. You get the sauce. You got to make the sauce.
When I order spaghetti, I get a plate of spaghetti. I'm like, how do you go ship me
either
a plate of M&M spaghetti over here?
Is this the spaghetti that he threw up?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know if this is what I want, dog. It's all over.
All
know.
Over his sweatshirt before the cipher.
Yeah.
You can go buy them for $13 a bottle, which I thought was a lot for spaghetti.
But it's M&M's mom spaghetti.
$13, M&M, go lose yourself, bud. Mom
spaghetti. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Cookie Monster Day.
Yay. Sesame Street favorite character, Anthony A. first.
Big Bird?
Big Bird, DJ Automatic.
Oscar the Grouch. It's on brand.
I was going to say, you kind of remind me of Oscar the Grouch. I like the Snuffleupagus.
Oh.
Big Bird's BFF that nobody ever saw. He was incognito.
Thank you for the history lesson. And we also got National Men Make Dinner Day. So speaking of, you know, the house husbands and whatnot, dude.
I slave over that stove daily.
Automatic, you slave over the stove and leave it dirty. Look, I'm just going to speak for my ladies out there. Ladies, please hit me up right now if I'm right. At Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Oh.
When men cook, they don't clean. And it really irks me. So I would rather not have you cook because I was taught clean as you go.
No.
Sink's clean. Everything's done. Otto will cook just everything everywhere. The seasoning full of his hands.
Just to mess with Dana the other day, she was cooking and she wasn't cleaning up as she was going. So I was going around behind her.
I totally cleaned up.
No, you were not. And I was like, look at this mess. I can't believe you're doing this. Look at the counters. There's a counter. Do you live like this?
She may not like it, but I have a high appreciation for the husband humor. Automatic.
I'm just, no. Disgusting.
Of course, it is the second day of Dia de los Muertos.
Yes, let's celebrate. So in Mexican culture, it goes all the way back to the Aztecs before the Spanish got here. We don't believe that life ends after death. We believe that our loved ones transition into the afterlife, like you see in the movie Coco. So celebrate those you love by keeping their memories alive. I have my ofrenda, my little altar up year round. Yeah, let's go. Dia de los Muertos.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's three things that men are really embarrassed about. We discussed them earlier. You might have missed it. I'm running by teeth, hair, and penis size. So I know. It's a lot there. Or it's not a lot. Anyway.
I got a lot of one of those things. Mainly hair all over. But no, I'm a heavy hat guy. And, you know, you just got to accept what God gave you. And God has gave me arm hair, shoulder hair, torso hair, leg hair on my legs, but not hair on my head. And for me, it's all about confidence, you know. So I also avoid places where they say, take your hat off.
That's the worst.
Oh, dude, I cannot stand those places because they act like taking my hat off will make me act any better. If we're gonna go ahead and just make me take my hat off, then let's have all the women in this place wipe off their makeup.
Yep.
All right, let's all start from scratch.
You know, we're going to be our true selves.
We're going to be our true selves. Let's
Don't drag us down into your insecurities. Yeah,
let's take off all the skims. Take off all the platform shoes.
Ladies
from our short guys.
Ladies taking the skims off at one time. It's like a big old can of biscuits when they pop open. A whole package of biscuits. What you insecure about, DJ Automatic? As my husband, I think I know, but let me see if I got it right.
I'm definitely insecure about my weight because it goes up and down so much. And I think because you get teased as a kid. I look back at my pictures when I was a kid. I wasn't fat, but for some reason, everybody was calling me fat.
Because they knew you were insecure. They knew it. To give to you, and kids are cruel, and they automatically, you know, I'm pushing.
I go through the same experience as looking back at the time when I had a really good hairline, and I was sad over a girl. I wasted all that time being sad with my hairline. Was not as bad as I thought it was.
I think for me, like, as you know, as a woman in general, looks. And since I was little, because society, including my familia, were always calling, oh, this person in your family, she's so pretty, and this person is, ay, que bonita, and da 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 da. And I was an ugly kid.
No, you were not. Okay, this week I got a bunch of pictures of Dana from when she was in high school and younger, and you were a good looking kid. Okay. I will say your weight fluctuated a lot.
It did, and that's part of the insecurity.
You kind of got to really dive into, you know, the family tree of Dana's family. Like, because she's right. Like, her mom, Foxy lady. I
she
can imagine.
She is so hot.
Her aunties, yeah.
Oh, and, you so know,
and
beautiful.
Then you got Dana over there looking like a little pudge ball of cookie dough.
Yes, exactly. Right. So I was the ugly one with the thick thighs.
But
and
you
I had the rough
though.
Teeth. And, well, I'd already had
braces. I think these are all things
pictures.
That you made up in your mind.
No, dog. No, I've seen the photos, bro.
Anthony?
No, dog. You ever seen cookies? Like, when you put them on the sheet and you roll them up, that was Dana's body type. What she looked like.
Plus, I have no butt. Like, it's just a whole compilation of different
You're
things.
You're not helping with her insecurities, Anthony.
You know what, though? Automatic, now I don't care too much. I've come to the point where I'm just like, this is who I am. And I think you helped me. Because between fillers and filters, today's society, we've made ourselves look odd. And
there's a lot of women that look really odd out there. Fillers are not your friend.
Nope.
But I will recall that time I started using filters. And I just, because I didn't like the way I look, because everybody looks so perfect online, and Automatic said, stop using the filter, stop. I quit, and it's been better, because I'd gotten to the point, I was looking in the mirror, and I was like, damn, you ugly. And it's not that I'm ugly, it's because I'm not perfect, and nobody is.
Hell yeah, dude, that's a great stance, and I'm going to show my support by not using filters anymore either, Dana Cortez.
You don't use filters,
no,
Anthony.
No, I do use filters. Honest confession. I do use filters sometimes to cover up my man boobs. Because sometimes I take pictures of my man boobs. Like, I'm like, dang, boy, you like on a B cup now, dog.
There's a filter for that?
Well, oh, I was sending it. I got an app. Hit me up. If you want the anti-man boob app, Dana Cortez on Instagram, hit me up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.